We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Today, the court once again walked away from decades of precedent and make, as the dissent has made clear. The dissent states in today's decision, quote, rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress, end of quote. I agree with that statement from the dissent. The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions. And I strongly disagree with the court's decision. Because affirmative action is so misunderstood, I want to be clear, make sure everybody's clear about what the law has been and what it has not been until today. Many people wrongly believe that affirmative action allows unqualified students to be admitted ahead of qualified students. This is not how college admissions work. Rather, colleges set out standards for admission, and every student has to meet those standards. Then and only then, after first meeting the qualifications required by the school, do colleges look at other factors in addition to their grades, such as race. The way it works in practice is this. Colleges first establish a qualified pool of candidates based on meeting certain grade, test scores, and other criteria. Then and only then, it is from this pool of applicants, all of whom have already met the school standards, that the class is chosen after weighing a wide range of factors, among them being race.
Yeah, not anymore. Racism is over, everybody. It's over.
Oh!
Oh, hey, let's celebrate. What will I wear? Oh, my God. Yeah, so apparently the United States Supreme Court, which needs to be spending time writing ethics codes instead of opinions about how racism is over, decided today racism is over and we don't need any affirmative action steps. We don't need any policy at all in order to help underrepresented communities be represented in higher education. We don't need that. We don't need that because racism is over. So celebrate, everybody. This is so unbelievable. You know, listen, so first it was women. Last year it was women, right? We lost our right to make medical decisions with our doctors. We have to, you know, now make them with the state. We have to make decisions with Ron DeSantis. We have to make decisions with, Republican governors and supermajority legislatures. But then now we have blacks and Latinos who obviously have to make the grade. In order to get into any school, everybody, anybody who wants to apply has to have a certain GPA that school requires, has to have a test score that is in, let's say if it's Harvard, you have to be in the top 99 percentile of test scores, or, you know, and then after all of those standards, all of those, check marks are checked, then and only then can race be considered, especially if you come from a place where schools suck and you have shown that you have beat back the challenge that you had educating your own damn self. So they just said, no, we don't want to consider that at all. We don't want to consider, anything other than test scores and, really? Because last time I checked, if you were a legacy, do you know what that is? Do you know what a legacy is? It means your daddy went there, your mommy went there. That's what a legacy is. So if you're a legacy of, let's say, an Ivy League school, like a Harvard, this was two schools, the University of North Carolina, and it was Harvard also, right? And this one guy, this one little, upstart, this one conservative activist is the person that brings these suits to the court. This is just like, David Bossy with Citizens United. It's just like that, where, you have the right connections. You have, people who are helping you get stuff in front of the Supremes. like a Leonard Leo, for instance, and you can get this stuff in front of the Supreme Court if you're patient and you wait long enough. Even though, like tomorrow, we're probably going to get a result on a case that has to do with gays. Because, you know, last year was women, today is Black and Latino students who are just trying to get a college education. Okay, just trying to compete with legacies. Legacies mean mom went there, dad went there, so you get extra points. You get extra points. You know who else gets extra points? People who their parents are staff at that college. People who their parents are faculty at that college. The children of donors to that school. They all get preferential treatment. They all do. But they don't want to talk about that. They just want to talk about racism, right? They just want to say, oh, you know, it's violative to consider somebody's race in a colorblind society. Well, you know, somebody tap me on the shoulder when we become a colorblind society, because I don't see us being so colorblind yet, okay? I just don't. So anyway, tomorrow we're going to get this weird case, this really strange one, and this should complete the trifecta of attacks on women, Blacks and Latinos, and tomorrow will be gays. Because tomorrow there's a case that will be decided. Well, it's already been decided, obviously. We will get the result because it's the last day of June, and they will have to dump this this decision. And it will have to do with a fake case. Swear to God, it's just completely false. It's completely made up. It's completely hacked. It's a complete, BS thing. Where this woman in Colorado owns a web designing company, has never, ever designed a website for any weddings at all. Not straight weddings, not gay weddings, not interracial weddings, nothing. She's never designed a wedding website, ever. She brought this case, okay, saying that she doesn't want to ever make a gay wedding website. And at the beginning of this case, they said, well, how were you harmed? I mean, what happened that you need to have it heard at the court? And she made up somebody who said they wanted her to make a gay wedding website for them. That person that she said asked her to make a gay wedding website doesn't exist. That person was finally contacted by the press, and that person said, I hadn't heard that, really? So what happened? Well, this girl who makes, she's a web designer, but she doesn't make wedding websites, said that you asked her to make a gay wedding website for you and your gay partner. And the person said, I'm already married. I'd never asked anybody to make me a wedding website. I'm married. I have kids. What is this about? And tomorrow, the Supreme Court will render a decision on whether or not she has to make a gay wedding website, even though she's not been harmed in any way. No one ever asked her to do it, and she's never done it. I mean, hey, the court is normal, right? That's a normal thing to sweat over. That's a normal thing to actually, litigate. That's a normal thing to have oral arguments about. And, doing away with affirmative action, which you can see the result of affirmative action, good and bad, just by turning on the television now, okay? You can see it. Unfortunately, the bad side would be Clarence Thomas. Yeah, he was an affirmative action recipient. He's a person who benefited from affirmative action. And on the good side, you can see like Ketanji Brown Jackson or Sonia Sotomayor, who in her dissent said, yes, I am the poster child for affirmative action. I came from the hood in the Bronx. And because of affirmative action, I got an opportunity to go to Harvard, to go to an Ivy League school. And once I got there, or Princeton, and once I got there, I freaking excelled. I did great. Hence my life. Now we want to take that away from people who need a little boost because they have the grades, they have the test scores, but they don't have a legacy, okay?